The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Martin, what did you make of the Spurs performance last night?
Well, I've had more fun pulling teeth, to be honest. It was fairly hard work. They got exactly what they deserved. They were just off it from all game, I thought, slightly sloppy from the start. Got a very good goal. Could have scored a few more, but once again, settled into that have what we hold, or hold what we have approach, which has been their undoing on too many occasions, actually, in the last 6 weeks, and it's cost them again. They've thrown away in the last month 6 points, which would have made a massive difference to the table.
Is this a psychological thing, a philosophical thing? Because they appear to be a good enough side to go out and beat teams well if that's what they do. But by sitting back and inviting lesser teams on, they give them an even break.
Yeah, I don't quite understand why. I could understand it initially in certain occasions, but doing it again and again, what's that thing about, you know, the first sign of madness is to continually repeat the same thing and hope for a different outcome? Well, you know, it is insanity to keep doing it. They don't seem to have learned. I don't quite get what the game plan is. It has to be a managerial game plan. There's no doubt about that. And the changes yesterday were odd as well. You know, you've got Bale and Dele on the bench. You're trying to win the game, and yet you're making fairly lame, dull, safe substitutions, which is a bit bizarre. But the whole performance was weak, wasn't it? Let's be honest about it.
Did the mind games from Mourinho in the build-up, where he was talking about if Fulham picked their strongest team, they'll have to apologise to the entire Premier League, did that embolden Fulham unnecessarily from Mourinho's point of view? In retrospect, maybe if he'd just...
No, I just think that Fulham played better than they expected. I don't think mind games actually have any effect on anyone anymore. It's a bit of fun for us in the media because it feels column inches, but in truth, it's a load of old tosh. And unless you're telling your players they're tired, that can seep into the, you know, adversely into your own players, I'm unconvinced it has any effect whatsoever on a modern player. For one thing, they don't really consume much media. They're far more interested in Xbox or PlayStation or whatever it is they do. They're not spending their days reading newspapers and watching television the same way that the previous generations of players did. I think if they notice it at all, it's walked off a duck's back.
Jose, he seems to believe in it, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, because it's always worked for him in the past, but doesn't mean it. And I think he thinks it works with the rival manager. That's the game he's playing. He always talks about, you know, from the start of his career, the game before the game. He thinks it might work. I personally am less sure that it does, but he's not going to stop something that's always worked for him throughout a 25-year managerial career.
Do you think we get to a point this season where Gareth Bale and Dele Alli start to get meaningful minutes yet again for Spurs in the league?
I don't know, actually. If I had to put 50 cents of your money on it, I'd probably say no. I hope that they do play. I think that Bale was initially a fitness problem. He wasn't fit enough. You could tell that when he played, he wasn't fit enough. And he came to Spurs to get minutes and get fit, but he's obviously not quite doing that. And Dele, I thought initially it was like the Joe Cole situation at Chelsea, where he'd make an example of someone to make them better and make them want to prove him wrong. And now I think he just wants to make an example of someone. I know it was only Marine on Sunday, but there was no questioning at all of Dele's attitude, and I thought that would be a sign that he might be valuable. Saying that, you know, they're playing so many games so quickly. Sheffield United on Sunday, then the game that follows that, and the game that follows that, and the game that follows that. You know, so many matches to play. But they may play a bit more. And I think they need to, for their own well-being, also for the ability to change the team and shape the way a game goes. I thought they could have just done with either or both of them on the pitch just to make a difference yesterday for the last half hour.
They're 6 points behind Manchester United at the moment. It definitely feels that the title race isn't gone from Spurs at the moment, but it does feel that they need something extra to be able to continue to close that gap over the next little while. And those players are the sort of players that could come off the bench or start a few games when players are tired. they're the sort of players that a lot of those teams at the top of the league just don't have. The depth that Spurs have, it almost feels like this untapped resource, Martin, in this title race.
Yeah, I agree. I think I understand when you start the team you start, but when the game's not going as you suspect, then you've got to be willing to go and be a bit bolder. And I think that's what we're looking for, really, a bit more boldness from the manager. You know, it can change like that. At the start of the season, they were scoring goals all over the place and they're playing with the freedom and vibrancy. It was really quite exciting. Now they're not. They're still scoring goals. It's still, you know, if you look at the goals scored, there's not many who've scored more. And they don't concede too many. I think, you know, they only conceded 3 or 4 from open play all season. But at the moment, you feel they're going to concede a goal a game. That means they've got to score 2. What's the best way of scoring 2? Having better attacking players on the pitch. And then, you know, it is only halfway point of the season, not even that. And they are in the mix. But then again, so are so many teams. You would think that the strength of quality in the side means that the second half, when the games keep coming, that will show and that they'll be more able to stay longer. I think realistically they're looking to try and get into the top 4 rather than win it. In this mad season, anything's possible. And if a team puts a run of 6 or 7 wins together, it can change it markedly. But they don't look to me to be as strong as City or Liverpool or I wouldn't say all United. I think they're as strong as United, just United are getting better results. I'm still not convinced by United, but you can't argue with the results they're getting. But I think it's still hard to see beyond Liverpool and City as the two that you have to beat to win the league. And I think that they'll be 1 and 2. The order is less clear. I think City at the moment will be favourites.
What is the story with Gareth Bale? Why is he not getting game time?
Well, it was originally pure fitness. He wasn't fit enough. There's been no signs of a fallout. No negativity from Bale on the bench. He's not sitting there watching his iPad to see that, try and find some golf on the golf channel, is he? You know, as he was at Madrid. He hasn't kicked off. He hasn't played much golf because no one's played much golf, as we know. Maybe he just doesn't quite fit in the way Mourinho was hoping. But Mourinho's always wanted to play, to have him in his team, you know, in his squad. He's spoken of that in the past. One of his regrets was that he'd left Madrid before Bale turned up. So I can't see there's any animus between them. At the moment, he just doesn't feel he's right. I'd like him to be wrong. I want to see Bale play.
Is there any fitness level, like even a match fitness and a sharpness? And it's a complete catch-22 because unless you put him in the team, he's not going to get it.
Well, yeah, and I think that's definitely part of it. I mean, I thought he'd have started him. I think they were worried about the pitch at Marine. That's why they didn't. But they've got this game at Wickham coming up next Saturday. He's got to start that, surely, in the FA Cup, as is Delhi. And you've got all these European games coming up as well. You know, from next month, they're playing the last 32 of the Europa League. Maybe he feels that it's the Cups that he's going to win this season and that Bale and Delhi can have a role in those. I don't know. I hope so. Bale's too talented a player to be kicking his heels on the bench. And I thought that was when he was in Madrid. I can't change my mind now he's at Tottenham, can I? I mean, I think he needs to be playing football. I think for his own peace of mind, he needs to be playing. I think there's something in him still. I think he's got a terrific talent. And I think that if he got a bit of game time and got himself into the continuity of football, he would prove that all over again.
Yeah, it feels like he's the type of player who you need to invest 3 or 4 matches in, even if he's not playing well, give him the minutes, safe in the knowledge that his track record is so good that it will come good. And if you're not
you can't tell me that Gareth Bale's not a fantastic football player still, even at his early 30s. There's real quality there. And he's played a few games and scored a few goals, but I think he'd have expected a bit more. And he'll be knocking on the door saying, come on, Gaffer, give me a go. Give me a blast. Let me run. Let me do what I can do.
Where are Spurs now versus where we thought they would be when Mourinho arrived? Is he on track?
I think so, actually. I don't think it was ever viable for them to challenge for the title, given the quality of Liverpool and City. I've only lost 3 games in 17. They're in one final. They're in Europe still. They're in the FA Cup still. And there's a bit more about them now. There's more defensive certainty. I think he's improved Eric Dier no end. Hoiberg coming in has made a difference. They're a decent side, let's be honest. They're good. You wouldn't you wouldn't choose to play Tottenham at the moment if you're anyone. So therefore, he's done, you know, step two of the five steps to where he wants to be. And the direction of travel is positive. But it seems to be getting there a little bit slowly, and there's a little bit of a handbrake on at the moment. And maybe he just needs to take the handbrake off.
It's interesting that you mentioned that top four would be a good result for Spurs this season, or that's maybe what they're targeting.
I think so.
Sorry, Martin, I was actually just going to make a comparison to Arsenal in their years under Wenger, when top four was seemingly their goal. Is that a concern at all, the way that stagnated for Wenger so quickly at Arsenal, when top four was almost the thing they were satisfied with?
Difference being that all that period, Arsenal were the second or third highest wage payer, and therefore they should have been targeting higher. Spurs are still the sixth highest wage payer. Normally, there's a direct correlation between the amount you pay the players and your position. And if you outperform that, you've done very, very well. Arsenal had massive inbuilt advantages throughout that Wenger period, and they chose not to prioritise winning the title. For him, it was fourth was enough. That was a degree of paralysis and stasis that set in over 5, 6, 10 years. Spurs have never been at that level. So for them to be parking in fourth is a progression. And that we sometimes forget too easily that before Pochettino, Spurs had been top four twice in the Premier League. We've become inured to it because Pochettino was so successful. That shouldn't take away from the sheer brilliance of the Pochettino era in terms of overperforming. Spurs have closed the gap financially. The gap is still there. The new stadium will eventually, if and when fans return, close that gap yet further, and there'll come a point when it's no longer an excuse. At the moment, though, they're still playing with, you know, one hand tied behind their back compared to the other teams in the top four.
A comment from Bobby Dwyer. Big Jose fan, but how long will it take him to learn that defence? He can't sit on a 1-0 lead. Spurs should be more attacking against smaller teams like Fulham, Burnley, Arsenal or Palace. The dig with bundling Arsenal in with Fulham, Burnley and Palace. It's Spurs fans are enjoying this, I suspect, Martin, a little bit at the moment.
Yeah, I think they'd enjoy it more if they'd held on to the leads at Palace, Wolves and Fulham, because they'd now be top of the league. But there you go. That's the fight frustration, really, that this season the table could have looked so much better. The amount of points they've thrown away from winning positions is quite frustrating. And they could do with scoring a late goal rather than conceding one. But to be honest, you are where you deserve to be more often than not in the table. I think that they could do, as I said earlier, with being a little bit less rigid in the game plan. They could do with a bit more freedom, a bit more attacking intent. Maybe that's the plan in the second half of the season. I don't know. I can't see it at the moment. I don't think he needs loosening it rather than letting it go. And they've got the attacking ability to win more games. So maybe that's what they should be doing. We will see. Defensively, they're quite resolute. I just wouldn't have Sanchez anywhere near the squad. I just don't think he's good enough. I think he's a liability. And if Aldevera's on the pitch last night, that goal's not scored and they don't lose. And they don't draw. But he was on the pitch, and that's not his fault. He does his best. He's just not quite, I don't think, good enough. I don't think he's ever trained on in 3.5 years. I don't think he's a better player than he was from the day he arrived. And that's down to two managers now, but also it's down to the player. It was a frustration. It was what they, as I said, it's what they deserved last night. I'm not going to pretend and sugarcoat it. They were quite poor.
Just one last point for me, Martin, on the financial gap that exists there that you've mentioned. There is a sort of doomsday scenario at the end of this season where Manchester United have lifted the Premier League title trophy and are back to the top of the pile, and they begin to start truly wielding their power as champions of England and their financial power as well. Would you be worried then about the future of Harry Kane at Tottenham were such a thing to happen? Were United to go out and win the league this season? Would they be able to then prize a player like him away from Tottenham Hotspur, given the links that have always existed there?
No. I can expand if you want, but no. I believe you've not sold to Manchester United under any circumstances. Simple as that. Just wouldn't do it.
Because he hates them? Because they're rivals?
Yeah. Well, not hates them. He just doesn't. He never forgiven them for Berbatov and Carrick, etc. As long as Spurs are going in the right direction, if they win trophies, and that includes cups, Harry Kane does not will not leave the club. He wants to finish his top flight career at Tottenham. If Spurs came eighth this season, and were already out of the League Cup and knocked out by in the fifth round of the FA Cup and got knocked out by the Austrians in the last 32, yeah, fair enough, he'd look to go, and he'd be looked and Spurs would sell him abroad. They wouldn't sell him into a domestic team, but I don't think that's going to happen. They're already in one final. They've got a real shout of being in the top four. Maybe even, you know, I'm not dismissing the chance they could end up sneaking it, but I don't think they will. They've still got the FA Cup. They've still got the Europa League, which is a place in the Champions League if they win that. And they're in a really good position to win that. They'll clearly be moving in the right direction. With that, if they can win a trophy, that, you know, that off their back, the you don't win trophies thing, which has been a massive issue, I think, for Tottenham fans, less so for the club, because they just want to keep, you know, going in the right direction commercially. There's no way that they would sell Harry Kane to another English club.
Martin, good stuff. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Martin Lipton there. You can read his stuff in The Sun. 4 minutes past eight. If you want to get in touch, you can hit us up by WhatsApp. 0879-180-180 is the number.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.